It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's got the look on this Friday morning. Monica Bothan's in the studio with us for Fashionista Friday. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Paul Rabo. Guess what? He's back in town.
I've missed the last few Fashionista Fridays, and I've really missed it.
Yeah, and I thought, I bet you Maynard is kind of liking a little break. He's been busy.
You made Maynard into a fashionista.
You know, he always has been. He's a sharp little dresser, he is.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He likes wearing cowboy boots, you know.
And, you know, that's cool. And that's totally 70s.
Yep, totally 70s. That's right. All right. Hey, welcome to Fashionista Friday. Monica's brought a lot of apparel into the studio, and I can guess that by looking at things here, we're talking spring. You look very colorful, Monica.
Well, there's Maynard. Now I can give you a roll.
What do you got against cowboy boots?
They
are always fashionable.
Okay. Whatever you say, boss.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Grab a roll.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, Monica's eating a roll and coffee. It's just like a big party going on here in the studio today.
Oh, my gosh. I had to go to your, I called it, what did I say? Kennedy's. I said, I got him at Kennedy's, and you looked at me like, and I go, yeah, they opened for me today. And you kind of half believed me.
I did half believed you there for a second.
No, I went to Jubilee, and they had such wonderful things there. Yep. They bake there, too.
Yep, they do a great job there at Jubilee.
They're awesome.
I got to let our listeners know, Monica brings us rolls every Fashionista Friday. I love it.
I try. You know, and I never want to forget. Because I think, oh, my God, sometimes these guys are stranded here. And you know what? I work somewhere. I've worked a lot of, well, not really a lot of different places, maybe a few different places. And there ain't nothing worse than if you're hungry and you can't go get some, you know, can't get something to eat or you want to get something to eat or you're thinking about that. And I always think about that for myself. I think, geez. They're busy, and they put up with me. They need a roll.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Let's kick it off with what's Monica wearing today?
Okay, so I'm so glad you asked, because I was going to wear my white pants today. But, of course, I didn't realize they were a little bit soiled on the left leg. And here I was worried about spilling coffee on them today. Well, they were a little bit soiled, and I thought, oh, I can't wear those. Must have not washed them before I put them away. So instead, I wore my black rip and repair, the standby. And then I have my exposed arm. I think you put it on Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
The flowered baby doll top. Oh, it's so comfy. So I think it's cute, comfy, and cozy. So then I buy it for my store. And then, of course, it comes in blue, yellow, and black. And, of course, I had to get yellow. And my mama just loved the yellow. And then I thought, oh, I like the black, too. Oh, what the heck? I'll get all three colors. But it's comfortable. And then I was bragging about putting your favorite cardigan over it. I was talking about that, I think, the last time with Maynard.
Yeah.
How you can dress spring and put your favorite cardigan over it.
All right.
I was going to say, Paul and I don't like to expose our arms because then the other guys get jealous when they see our muscles.
You know, I can see that easily happen. Definitely.
Well, yeah, what did you call that again?
Well, I said the exposed arms, but it's cold shoulder.
Cold.
But cold shoulder sounds so cold.
It doesn't sound fashionable.
It doesn't sound fashionable.
No.
Exposed arms might be does. Well, you know what? I feel like when we talk, we kind of have to explain what we say. Otherwise, how are people going to know?
Right.
Like,
we're not on TV.
No. And like cold shoulder, like. That sounds like back in the day, she gave him the cold shoulder. You know? So we don't want to talk anything that doesn't sound happy.
No, we want to be happy today.
We want to be happy.
And it's really happy in here with all the different spring colors going
on. Yes. So, you know, this spring, again, is huge. It's black and white, which I love that. And I'm always striving for black and white things for my black and white room. But now what's really huge, again, still navy.
Yep. What is that you're holding?
This is a cutie pie. This is what women are going to come in for and want ASAP. Okay, you know when you get, it's a little warm. Plus, this is a great layering piece under a denim jacket or a white jacket. I brought a lot of shoes today. I brought a lot of stuff to talk about in 15 minutes.
It's falling off the counter here. Yeah. I got to pick it up.
Yeah. So this is a navy sleeveless chiffon. Plus, it's got a mixture of a tank top underneath that's knit. And it's just really, really cute. Mm-hmm. And it's flowy. So women like things. Got anything flowy, Monica? There isn't too many women that want a tight-fitting top anymore.
Oh, really?
Okay. Not unless it's a layering piece.
Okay.
So you learned something today.
I did. People like flowy.
People like flowy.
Okay.
So
what kind of material is
this
that?
This is like a chiffon material, and then underneath it's a cotton knit. So it's the tank top all built in. This is sleeveless, and it's a high-low. So it's longer in the back, which women like to cover their butt, and shorter in the front. So basically, it depends on your height if you're going to put this with a legging. But like this would be great with a jegging or a girlfriend jean, which we're going to talk about when we do the unwrap the freight, Paul.
Ooh, unwrap the freight.
Yeah, so we're going to unwrap freight.
Let me unwrap it. I like unwrapping freight.
I need some help.
Stuff, yeah.
You got to help a girlfriend out.
Yeah.
And talking about girlfriend, these are the hottest jeans out there. They're the girlfriend fit.
You just rip and repair here?
No rip and repair, but they're the girlfriend fit.
Okay.
So what that means is the fit.
There you go.
Thank you. The fit.
We are unpacking freight.
Yes. The fit is a little bit. Now you can add that to your resume. Hopefully you'll never need to, you know.
I don't plan on going anywhere.
No, you're etched in stone here. So this is the girlfriend fit. So many fits, you know, they talk about the skinny fit, the tight fit, whatever. Now it's the girlfriend fit. Not so tight in the legs. Just a little bit eased on the legs. Mm-hmm. And most women just, they can't get enough of this. And normally, I can't get white until either I get white in January, I get white in February, or I get white in March. You never know. So whenever I can get it in this fit, I take it.
Okay. Can you pair that white pair of jeans up with this?
Oh, good job. I was just going to ask you, Paul. You are on the ball. So
that looks sharp, actually.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm the black and white queen. I love black and white. No, I'm not depressed. I just love black and white. So the navy and white, how refreshing for spring.
Yeah.
So all you black and white lovers, you can spring it up too and change it up a little bit and throw on your navy and white.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean black and white is always safe, and so is navy and white. Always safe.
Okay.
And this girlfriend fit is cuffed, so meant to wear to the ankle, or you can cuff, take it all the way down. These are great for travel, so then it could be an ankle pant, or you can cuff it up more and it can be a capri. This is a commodity. Now, I know customers will say they've gone to stores and they get what they get for spring and that's it. Not at Monica's. Monica, yes, Monica likes to shop. So I look daily at my inventory and see those things that I can't be without, because I have a rapport of women that come in that say, Monica, I need a white bottom or a black bottom or a navy one or denim or rip and repair or whatever, and I got to have it because they usually need it yesterday.
Well, you got a good inventory of stuff in your place.
Well, I got a lot of stuff, you know, but you got to have the right stuff too. So I'm really working hard. I've always felt like I work hard on the buying for my customers. I'm not just buying because I love it. I'm buying because I love it, and I feel like so-and-so would look good in this or so-and-so would look good in that. That's kind of how I do it.
Yep.
That's kind of what keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's world, with all the retail closing, it just saddens my heart to see that, and I want to just keep striving and going. It's not easy. That's why I have to be a one-person show.
Yep. You do a great job. Let's go around the room here.
Okay. Let's stop talking, Monica, and talk about this high-low red, blue, pink, orange, navy, all the hot colors for spring, all boiled up into one dress. And it's a V-neck sleeveless high-low travel material.
Oh,
you can sleep in it and it'll look good the next day.
Yeah, it won't wrinkle.
Nope. And it's paired up with a statement red necklace, and I put a seafoam green scarf with it.
Oh, I love that color.
Isn't that just
gorgeous? What's that
called? Seafoam green.
Seafoam.
It just gives it a spark of spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you asked what else we got, because that little cardigan sweater on top is a
pure white.
Pure white. And it is a long sleeve or maybe it's a three-quarter sleeve.
Three-quarter sleeve, yeah. It looks like. Yeah.
It could be. Wait, when I tried it on, I thought it's a long sleeve. It's just, yeah, I think it is a long sleeve, okay. And then you could cuff it up. But notice that it's buttoned up, and it's a shorter version, because when you wear something with a dress like this, a little cardigan, we need just a little something to cover our arms, maybe a little something to cover the yay in the middle, but we don't want it to overpower the dress and make you look frumpy. Mm-hmm. So this style of shorter on a dress is huge, and it's huge with the petite women, too.
Oh.
They love sweaters like this.
A short sweater.
A shorter sweater. It's not super short,
yep.
But I got this one in because I'm on the ball, and I got them in white, navy, and black because I can never keep them in stock.
All right, we've got a few minutes here.
Okay, and here's the in-between one, white cardigan. Isn't this cute? Mm-hmm. It's got like little layers on the side. It's got such cute detail. And then I got a black sleeveless tank. I've really done a lot of research on getting layering pieces that aren't super tight to the bod.
Okay.
Because most women get warm.
Yep.
And they don't want stuff. So yep. I've gotten new of these. They're sleeveless. They're just a crew neck. And they're really cute to put layer underneath things that are shorter and to put under cardigans.
I've noticed you brought a lot of white clothing today.
Yes, and this is another girlfriend, Jean. And then we got to talk about...
The jeans. The jean jacket. We got to move a bunch of stuff here. Shoes.
Oh, my God.
And shoes.
Did you see the jeans? Are these 70s or what? Stars. Oh. Anything you can find with a star on it, huge in L.A. Oh. Just huge. And these are super cute. Monica wants a pair big time. I've got these on my wish list.
They're screaming 70s.
Yep, and there's stars on them. Yep. And they're an ankle pant, and they're stretchy. And guess what? A denim jacket. Same fabric.
Looks like a rip and repair.
Rip and repair with a fringe bottom.
I want one of those.
Anything with fringe on the bottom.
A fringe jean jacket. I've never seen a fringe jean jacket.
Yep. So, hey, maybe. I don't know if these women can do it at home, but some are dang handy. Maybe you can take a jean jacket that you always thought was a little long on you.
Yep.
Cut her off. Fringe it on the bottom. You're in like Flynn.
Boy, that is a sharp-looking jean jacket.
Isn't that cute?
You know, jean jackets are really in, aren't they?
Oh, they're huge. Right. And if you don't have them,
you got 2 minutes,
you gotta
here,
get
Monica.
One. Okay. Then look at this Shabbat. I gotta show you this. Ladies are just gaga over this little chiffon blouse. Long. This looks like a three-quarter. It's dark navy and creamish white in it. High-low. This you can wear with leggings with a white top underneath. How cute is that with the girlfriend jean?
Awesome.
Isn't that adorable? And then again, looks like I'm going to have a little area in my store that's all navy.
All right, got 1 minute.
Yes, sandals in Monica's. We've got blingy flip-flops. We've got wedges with a little bit of a, you know, they're kind of like a wedge thong.
Time to wear the flip-flops.
Yep, they're just cuter than heck. Or my cruisers, bandana look with the brown.
I love
these
that bandana.
These are just
look.
Cute with the all denim right. That pops.
All right, when you open, where are you located, Monica?
I am located in Awesome Dawson on Chestnut Street, 931 Chestnut Street, right kitty corner from the school. I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Yeah, check Monica out on Facebook. She does a great job with her Facebook page. I love your posts on Facebook. You do such a good job.
I try.
Oh, you're eating a donut. Can I'm
needing a sugar high here.
Well, thanks, Monica, for coming in once again, and great Fashionista Friday show.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great spring weekend, and if you need anything, come on by to Monica's.
All right.